From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State group is losing ground in Iraq. The Secretary of State said that ISIL's leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, Kerry made the statements during a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders.
Kerry traveled to Iraq from Bahrain on a previously unannounced trip that marks his first visit to Baghdad since 2014. He held talks with Iraqi leaders, including Prime Minister Adar al-Abadi and Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari. Later, during a news conference, Kerry pledged continued U.S. support for the Iraqi government. He also told reporters the U.S.-led multinational coalition efforts to defeat Islamic State militants in Iraq are, in his words, unequivocally working. IS forces are losing ground, he said, and the coalition will not let up.
In the coming weeks and months, the coalition will work with Iraq to turn up the pressure even further. We will continue targeting and taking out Daesh's leaders, and we will train local forces to take and hold more ground.
Kerry's visit comes as Iraqi-led forces push to retake the northern city of Mosul, which fell to Islamic State militants nearly 2 years ago. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told more than 700 delegates attending the first-ever conference on preventing violent extremism that they have to tackle the problem at its root causes to defeat it. He said young people who feel marginalized, alienated, or isolated from society are vulnerable to extremist messages. The UN chief has submitted a 5-point plan of action to the conference. It focuses on harnessing the idealism, creativity, and energy of 1.8 billion young people around the world. This is VOA News.